Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fesco got a chance to catch up on the field with Chiefs general manager Brett Veach. His first AFC championship.
Time with you.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
So what do you think, man? Give me your thoughts.
Oh, it's awesome. It's unbelievable. I mean, we still have one more game to go. But, I mean, I just – from top down, from Clark to Mark to Andy, I mean, everybody just done a great job. And, I mean, you just can't say enough about these players and the effort. And, you know, we had some ups and downs this year, but, you know, we never gave up hope. And, you know, we knew we had a great roster. And, you know, we knew that if we got healthy enough that we were the team to beat. And I think it showed tonight.
You have been with Andy for a while now. How important is this to him to get him back here?
I mean, it's everything. I mean, he's given – not just me, but so many people, an opportunity in this league. And, you know, back when I first started out, he believed in me, and it motivates me to bust my tail every day and kind of emulate his work ethic. And it would mean the world, and that's why we know we're not done yet. We got one more game to go.
Which move are you most proud of? Like, you look back and go, man, that's the one that put us over the top for this year.
I mean, listen, I mean, all these guys, I mean, to single out one guy would be a disservice to everybody else, because all these guys bust their tail. But, you know, me and my personnel staff, you know, we take great pride in what we do, and we watch a lot of tape. And some of these small signings people think aren't a big deal, but to us they are. And it is a battle of attrition, and, you know, you gotta have enough bodies out there to make it a full season. So I would say really everybody that you know, me and my staff put the time and effort to bring here, they all you know, pay their dues.
Me through your day. What was it like for you personally all day?
Well, you know, I don't like getting in this trend where, you know, the Houston game we started off slow, and then this game we were down, I guess, 10-0. But we got a great roster, we got a great team, we got a great coaching staff, great ownership. So yeah, we're really tough to beat. So it's just a matter of you know, getting the ball in Pat's hands and letting him do what he does.
But for you personally, how like, what's the day like for the GM watching all this go down?
Well, I mean, it's nerve-wracking. It's, you know, I felt that last quarter took about 3 hours, but I mean, it's all worth it in the end. I mean, and to see Clark hold that trophy up with his father's name on it, I mean, meant the world to me. But like I said, we're not done yet. We got one more game to go.
All right, Brett, thanks, man.
Yep.
You had to make some.
Got one more game to go, and that seems to be the mantra as well. Getting it done in Miami for Andy, the next step in this particular run.
Wow. I think it's important to hear from Brett Veach as the general manager too, because when I got home last night, my wife said to me, who's that guy in the yellow tie that was on stage? Like, I go, that was the general manager. That was Brett Veach. And he kind of just flies under the radar, you know? He has become kind of a, I don't want to say mythical figure behind the scenes, but everybody knows it's Andy. But when you have guys behind the scenes that are doing their job and really taking it to a different level, like Brett Veach and that personnel department has done over the last couple of years, they deserve the credit as well. I mean, I know, look, Andy gets the blame, Andy gets the credit. He's the face of the organization. He is the guy that, you know, this organization has the buck stop with. But you have to have good people behind the scenes making good personnel decisions and good work and making those decisions to bring in Tyrann Mathieu, to bring in Frank Clark, to trade up to get Mecole Hardman, to go out there and really buy in and find Damian Williams and sign him before, you know, the opportunity really presents itself, to go out there and champion Pat Mahomes. I mean, say what you want about the general manager who preceded Brett Veach. Patrick Mahomes is here because Brett Veach got on top of that table and demanded that they go out there and trade up and get Patrick Mahomes. Like, he was the guy. He was the catalyst behind all of that. And I think it's important that he does get the credit that he deserves. It's just not an Andy Reid-led organization. There are so many people working behind the scenes to make this a Super Bowl team. And that's what they are right now. They are a Super Bowl team. And I think the general manager and the scouts and all the folks in that personnel department get a lot of credit for putting together the right roster.
And again, defensively especially, I thought maybe they were going to be a year away.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, trading for Charvarius Ward turned out to be a really good move by this team.
These kind of under-the-radar defensive backs that played the entire year and looked great.
I mean, right? Daniel Sorensen comes in yesterday.
Daniel Sorensen's been spectacular.
Yep.
I mean, him running downhill again and just
that play that he made on Ryan Tannehill, where if he doesn't hit Tannehill, maybe Tannehill's still running, and the Titans have an opportunity to win this championship game. I mean, Mike Pinnell going out and getting that guy. Like, that guy was a force this year along the defensive line. Like, I can't believe I'm sitting here saying
this. He was a straight free agent, right?
Yeah. Like, where would they be without Mike Pinnell right now?
And those types, you're like, well, if they aren't on the team,
right.
Well, that guy works out.
Right.
And has a big time impact on not just a game but the tail end of the season, and you know, so many guys that are involved in this defense. I mean, they can all take ownership of that one.
And going out and getting Matt Moore. I mean, we forget Patrick Mahomes missed two games during this season, and Matt Moore was the guy who came in and played quarterback and looked really good playing quarterback. Like, they went out and got guys that they counted on this year and relied on this year that, you know, the personnel department makes those decisions. Andy's not sitting in on every move that's being made. You're presenting Andy with three or four guys, but that's where the personnel department has to come to play and understand what he's looking for and understanding what players would be the best fit here in Kansas City with the Chiefs and with this organization. And I just don't think enough credit can be given to those guys. I mean, where would this team have been without Matt Moore? What if they had, you know, you or me or somebody like that as the backup quarterback because you got Pat Mahomes and you just didn't even worry about that position?
Or an inexperienced rookie or whatever.
Yeah, what if you had to play like Dan Orlovsky or something like that at your backup quarterback spot? And that dude's running out of the back of the end zone. Like, you went out there and acquired the right guys to fit the system, to fit that locker room, to be playmakers, and to be part of this organization. And every move that they made has worked out for this organization.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.